Star Wars sagas continue. In this one, Gina plays a Wampa ice creature, and she's fabulous in it. Thank you.
I don't really.
Well, you weren't in this.
Was left out of this one.
Kind of hard to put.
But a special cameo appearance by Sean Boy Walton.
Yes.
As Luke Skywalker.
Who does a very good job.
I think that was great.
It is the 23rd century. Humans have left the lowly confines of planet Earth and have sought their destiny among the stars. While many things have changed, one constant remains. The need for young men to venture forth and do the work of the Lord. This is the tale of two such men who at the age of 19 have answered the call of their general authorities and are embarking on a two-year mission to spread the gospel throughout the galaxy. This is the story of... Elders! Today, we find our elders trapped on the ice planet Toss. Oh, man, it's cold out here. Why is it so cold?
It's an ice planet, Lehi. What do you expect?
I'm sure glad my mom sent me these mittens.
And don't lead her hand from the us to some pretty dismal places before, but this has got to be the worst.
Well, I hope that this Wampa fella lets us in and offers us some piping hot postum.
You know, these tauntaun thingies smell funny, and they're just not very comfortable to ride. I wish our hyperbikes hadn't frozen up. Let's see. Third cave on the left, just past the second snowdrift. Yep, this must be it.
Hello? Mr. Wampa?
I don't suppose his first name is Willie, do you? See, Willie Wampa. What? Hello, anybody home?
Hey, pal, that's my ride home you're having for lunch.
You must be Mr. Wampa. Hi, I'm Elder Chris Jansen, and this is my companion, Elder Jensen.
Hi.
We represent the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
You know, the Mormons. Look out, boy!
Oh, man, he knocked you down. That's going to leave a mark. Excuse me, Mr. Wampa, all we want is just a couple minutes of your time.
Oh, man, where am I?
Oh, heck. Hey, Lehi, wake up. Wake up.
Oh, what in the flip? This is just great. Here we are, hanging upside down, stuck to the roof of a Wampa cave, our feet frozen in what appears to be Wampa spit, while my ride home gets eaten by Mr. Wampa out there.
Yuck, I don't think this Wampa spit's ever going to come off my wingtips. Hey, there's somebody stuck to the ceiling behind you.
Huh? Hey, it's that farm boy from Tatooine. Hey, Luke, wake up.
Huh? Ben?
No, not Ben, it's me, Butch. I don't suppose you got a plan to get us out of here, do you?
If I could just reach for my lightsaber, there.
For the element of surprise.
Hey, look, your dad, Darth Vader, cut off Lehi's arm with one of those things. Cut him some slack.
Will Brooks and Lehi ever escape from Wampa Caves? Will Luke cut Lehi's arm off just for the fun of it? Will our elders ever get the Wampa spit off of their wingtips? Tune in next time to hear Lehi say...
Oh, thanks, Luke. For a minute there, I figured we was Wampa Chow.
Luke.
Ben?
Luke.
Ben, is that you?
You will go to the Dagobah system.
Mr. Kenobi?
Dagobah? I've never even heard of it.
At the swamp planet, you're not missing much.
You must seek out Yoda and continue your training.
But I've already been to the MTC.
Ben? Yoda? Dagobah?
Mr. Kenobi, are you sure? I mean, we've already been to Dagobah.
Hold on. I've got some problems here. Luke, you go to Dagobah and seek Yoda. Butch, Lehi, you go thaw out your hyperbikes and continue tracting. I should have gotten Jedi call waiting.
On the next bone-chilling episode of Space Elder!
Will it ever...